The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Of course, I have to talk about St. Ignatius of Loyola. Possible not to. A man of, I think everybody knows, was truly remarkable. Dedicated in his early life to really vainglory. That's what he loved. He was a dueler, probably did a lot of damage to a lot of people as a dueler. He was an army commander. He was definitely a ladies' man. He definitely was a good dresser, and he definitely liked creature comforts. And that was St. Ignatius of Loyola for a long, long time. But the Lord, as St. Ignatius says, saw something far more in him. And so in one of his vainglorious attempts to defend the fortress at Pamplona against a French army that was probably five times bigger than the one defending the fort, Ignatius was trying to rally his troops, got up there toward the parapet of, you know, the where he was fully exposed on top of the castle, and he was kind of rallying his troops to hang in there, and a cannonball comes flying over the top of the fortress, and it just hits his leg dead on, and just fractures the bone, and the bone is literally sticking out of his leg. It's just a huge, complete fracture. And so he winds up with these sisters in a hospital, and the sisters give him the life of Christ and the lives of St. Francis of Assisi and of St. Dominic, and so he begins his path. He's extremely moved by these things. And God just starts working in him. Now, of course, his vainglory is also present. And so, you know, he doesn't want that bone sticking out of his leg because he figures, I'm not going to be doing any soldiering, dueling, or being a ladies' man with a bone sticking out of my leg. So, of course, he decides he's going to have his leg rebroken so that it can be reset without any anesthetic. It almost killed him. But he survived. And there he was once again, kind of recovering. And he said, isn't there anything else besides, you know, the life of Christ? You know, don't you have a knight story? Don't you have a little battling and dueling? And they said, no, just the life of Christ. So as you know, God works right in the circumstance. And he hits Ignatius with this thought, that Christ was heroic, that he really, when he's reading that life of Christ, he sees in Christ's humility a heroism. And he sees the same heroism in Dominic, the same heroism in St. Francis, and he's moved, he's very much moved by these heroic acts, and he realizes that those have eternal significance, but his previous actions had a merely, you know, temporal significance. And then furthermore, he notices, right, that that there was kind of an evil in his former life, that it did not move to any necessary good. It was more vainglorious and proud. So as he's reading these things, he also notices that when, you know, he thinks about vainglorious things, he gets a feeling of consolation. But it's very short-lived, and it's a letdown after the fact. There's an emptiness that follows it. Whereas when he thinks about being a hero, more like St. Francis and St. Dominic and Jesus himself, then he also gets a different feeling of consolation, but it lasts longer and doesn't leave him empty at the end, becoming one of the rules for his discernment of spirits and later for the spiritual exercises. So he already is seeing these interior movements in him. Don't have the time to give you the rest of the story, but you know it, because with these insights in his heart, the Lord just inflames that heart with desire. And Ignatius begins to find this life irresistible. But he takes it so seriously, he nearly drives himself mad at Manresa, right? Trying to really purify his heart of all his vainglorious and previous desires, but finally comes to his senses with a sense of balance, which becomes the spiritual exercises. And this ultimately leads not only to the spiritual exercises, but it leads to the most active Catholic religious order that has ever been established. And not only that, but the largest Catholic religious order ever established. And it just comes out of this charism of the spiritual exercises, not out of the talent of the people that join. It comes out of that charism of the spiritual exercises to become as he asks us to become, contemplatives in action. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.